Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. Real talk.
Good evening, TGIF, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your girl Puya coming to you from Delaware. Got the two other angels online, DD from Chesapeake, Virginia, and CeeLo from Charlotte, North Carolina. What's going on, ladies?
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
As you can see, you'll probably figure out we've had a little technical difficulty. Our systems aren't working correctly this evening, so we're not going to be able to bring in any callers or any live music. So you just have a ladies' night with the three angels. Unfortunately, Charlie is not available. TM is not going to be joining us this evening that we could see this far. So, ladies, it's a ladies' night. We're running the show. We're going to talk about anything and everything. Freestyle Friday. Let's go. Who wants to start it?
Let's start with. No. Okay, look, I really do want to talk about the mental health issue that we had slated to talk about. Because
you
want to
tell everybody how crazy you are,
CeeLo? I don't mind.
Everybody has a little crazy in them.
Well, go ahead and tell your story, baby. Tell your story.
God. Oh, this Charlie.
Huh? Hello?
Okay, well, I'm not sure what happened to Crazy CeeLo, but we're going to put the topic of mental health on hold until Sunday when the host himself, TM, can actually join us. So,
stand by soon. Hold on one second.
What's going on?
Being bipolar this time. Hold on.
Okay. Well, CeeLo is, yes, showing us her bipolar side. You just, mental health is always in the works for her.
It sounds like she's working on something. But while she's working on something, Didi, I don't know if you caught it, but our friend to the show, Showtime the Great, out of Virginia, was on 106 and Park this evening, won the freestyle battle.
What?
Did his thing. He was definitely repping VA to the fullest. He had his shirt on, repping y'all's area, which I'm not familiar with, but he did his thing. He was getting it done. I know I watched it. You were, I believe, in a church service, but CeeLo was able to see it. I know TM watched it, so shout out to Showtime the Great. I believe he'll be joining us this coming Sunday to talk about the battle. This is his second week winning, so he's still the champion, still holding it down for y'all's hometown in VA. So he'll be joining us on Sunday to talk about what's going on.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Toya. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to give mad props to Terrence for calling the BS for the first round.
Yes.
Neither one of y'all, so you had to pull up another one. I was like, yes, that's Terrence.
Yes,
see?
You missed it. Yeah, he did, CeeLo. You missed it, Didi. The first battle, the first round, neither Showtime or the challenger sounded up to par at all. Like, they were not too good. It was just, sounded like something that maybe I could have done or maybe one of y'all could have done. So Terrence pulled a card and said, listen, y'all need to bring some harder punchlines and come to the plate. And step to the plate and do your thing, and that's what they did. They stepped it up, and I must say, when Showtime said, you know, you say your name is Flame, but if you drop the F, your real name is Lame, I think that killed the whole battle.
Wow.
Yeah, that killed the whole battle, though.
You ended with, and your feet are still, you're so short, your feet are still swinging from the curb?
Yes, he said in his battle, I could go on and on with punchlines about your height. He ended it with saying, but I'll just say that you're still so short when you sit on the curb, your feet still swing or something crazy. But he did his thing. I got to give it up for Showtime. You could tell he was actually freestyling because he was talking about what was going on right then and there. So it wasn't a written rhyme. So shout out to our friend to the show. He did his thing. Can't wait to talk to him on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, if I could have kissed my head through the TV, I would have. I was here screaming, like, ridiculous. The track they chose, the first track for the first round, they shouldn't have chose that. Because, I mean, even though that's a fire track, that's actually Rick Ross's on his new album, Teflon Don.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I forgot, what is it called? BFM, I think.
I don't know, but it wasn't, like, the music wasn't hype enough or something. Like, it wasn't hype enough for a freestyle battle to me. I think that the second time around, the DJ picked a little better track, you know, to freestyle off of. But, yeah, I'm excited for him. Second week in a row, I can't wait for him to join us on Sunday to see what he has to say. That should definitely be.
Well, it repeats on what day, Saturday?
I believe so, but I think you can also go online and see it also. If anybody missed it, you can log on to probably BET.com to see it. You might be able to pick it up on YouTube. You know, people post stuff all the time. So, but he did his thing. Shout out to Showtime the Great.
I got a question. When is 50 Tyson going to be up there?
I don't know, but it's crazy because the person that was actually battling Showtime is from Minnesota, and they gave a shout-out to 50 Tyson. I'm telling you, we are getting 50 Tyson on the show, and we're going to get Kevin Hart on the show so the two of them can battle.
Yo, Kevin
that
Hart
would be funny.
Virginia Chrysler Hall on November 20th. I'm telling you, I need to go out there. I'm going to have to, like, be a paparazzi or something so I can get him to come on to the show and let him know he got a battle. 50 Tyson is serious right now.
I mean, for those of you who know who 50 Tyson is, he's, like, great at doing nothing, like, because he can't rap. But Kevin Hart did a spoof of him, and he acted just like him. He sounded just like him, and it was ridiculously funny. So you guys definitely have to pull up Kevin Hart on YouTube mocking 50 Tyson. But only after you see 50 Tyson himself, it is really, really funny. He's crazy. Kevin Hart is a nut.
But the hell his mother? Where's your mother? And who's controlling this mess? Okay, because garbage. I mean, first of all, no. Okay, you can't do that. No, I'm not gonna kill your dreams, but really.
But really, hon, you're gonna have to step down off of that.
I'm just saying, for real, anybody can be a star, man. Anybody.
Anybody.
It don't make a difference. Just go get a YouTube page and do something crazy. Tell your friends about it and pass the word. I'm saying, we can be the angels. We can rap.
But,
come on now.
We can, but you know what the thing is? It's all about believing in yourself. 50 Tyson thinks he can rap. He thinks he's hot to death, and he's making people listen to him. So he's standing out. He's doing his thing. So you have to give a prop. There's nothing wrong
right.
with thinking. You know, if you think you can do something well and you are hype about what you're doing, you have to make other people hype about it too. So
I guess.
I can't be mad at the man. He's more famous than I am.
Hey,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. Don't be a hater, Cease.
Hey, a long, long time ago. Okay, it's a fact. I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. Okay, no.
You gotta applaud that man for his efforts. He got enough. Gumption, whatever you want to call it, to get up there and make a fool of himself, I applaud him.
Hell.
Okay, just for him. Okay. Toya, I got a question for you this evening.
Yes.
I know that we are experiencing some technical difficulties. However, one thing I do know is that a lot of people tune in each and every night that we're on the air in order to hear those helpful financial hints that you provide us. Do you have any tonight for us?
I do, and I can actually go into that now because it's really round about that time that I normally do the financial segment. So I can kick it off. I don't have a fancy little background music for you tonight, but I actually I actually wanted to give tips on saving money on Christmas shopping. I know you guys probably think I'm a little crazy. It's only September. Fall hasn't started yet, but you really only have about 3 months before Christmas is here. I mean, and to be honest with you, everyone knows how expensive Christmas can be or Christmas time can be. And last-minute Christmas shopping can only add to the cost. So planning early and finding any type of money-saving tip and idea could be useful. So I just wanted to give you a few tips that may help you, even though we are down, almost down to the wire, really, since we only have 3 months ahead of us. So just keep in mind that early planning with a budget will help prevent post-Christmas debt. You know, a lot of people are spending at Christmas time, not realizing that, you know, you're swiping that plastic, and after Christmas, you will still need to pay for that. So if you plan early and set up a budget, which we talk about a lot, that will help you to ease the amount of debt after the Christmas season. So, I mean, if you start now, we're in September, you get a good 3 months, 12 weeks. If you can work out how much money can be spared before Christmas, that will help you. If you can put $25 a week aside, maybe $30, $40 a week, and purchase, you know, a little bit here and there, that will be helpful. So work out how much money can be spared pre-Christmas and work out how many gifts are actually needed to be purchased by deciding who, most importantly, you need to purchase for and how much you plan to spend on them. I mean, when you go into something with a plan or an idea, then you know right off the bat what you want to spend, and you can stay in line with your budget and you won't overspend. Again, don't wait for the last minute to shop. You know, people get into a panic as they know they have to buy something, and they'll often spend more money than they can actually afford. So you can spread the cost by buying some presents here and there leading up to the holiday. You can buy a few stocking fillers or small gifts a month can help bear some of the cost of burden. And if you purchase one big gift per month, because we all know our kids, for those people who have children, they always have a list that's a mile long, everything that comes on TV they want to purchase. So even if you buy one big gift per month, you know, you can buy your three big gifts and still purchase small gifts as well. It will be easier if you do one per month opposed to having to buy everything all at once in December. Also keep in mind that shopping online can save you money. I'm using online vouchers and discount codes, and even looking for sites that offer online vouchers and discount codes can be helpful. Just keep in mind that many retailers offer price cuts before the holiday shopping season. So just look for, like, percentages off, 2-4 offers. You can buy 2 for a certain amount or buy one, get one free, buy one, get one at 50% off. And a lot of people offer gifts with purchasing, so just keep that in mind. Also remember that there are some items that are only offered online that you can't purchase in the store, which will also make the gift kind of unique because not everyone can have access to it or purchase it, and it can be at a lesser cost to you. Make homemade gifts. I mean, some people may say it's corny or what have you, but it will save money, and a lot of times it means more to the person receiving it than if you just go buy a random gift and you're not sure if they like it or not. Just an example, my mother, she's a real crafty home type of person. So she does things like she crochets blankets for the newborn in the family.
Baby blankets are beautiful. Yes, I have one. It's marvelous. Thank you.
She crochets blankets for newborns. I mean, she even makes little things like she can make dishcloths. I know it sounds crazy, but the dishcloths that she makes are the best thing that I can find. I mean, just the fact that you don't have to pay for it. Who wants to pay for a dish? Nice gift. Another thing that she does all the time is she makes like homemade preserves and jams that she, you know, wraps up in her own special package and gives to people, and people look forward to that every year. So that's one thing you can think about, homemade gifts. I know my mother's best friend, she makes the best cookies, and every year she makes cookies. She knows who likes what, and she presents them in really nice reusable tins and things of that sort. So just remember that it's not always what you spend, but how much time and effort and love you put behind a gift. So sometimes homemade gifts can be a lot better than actually purchasing something. For people who like to send out Christmas cards, you don't have to buy store bought cards. There are so many programs and stores that offer printable Christmas cards where you can actually put your family picture or whatever portrait you want on it, and it saves a lot of money. I mean, when doing that, anything that has to do with a family portrait, you can even purchase frames for your kids that they can decorate. You can purchase like A.C. Moore, Michaels, Joanne, Crafts, Pavix, things of that sort that your kids can actually decorate. And those are perfect gifts for great aunts and uncles, grandparents, and, you know, things of that sort, people of that sort, I should say, that love things that come from the, you know, the little kids in the family. So keep that in mind. Take advantage of layaways now. I mean, you have places like Kmart that still offer layaways that are normally like 8 weeks,
And in Christmas season, they usually extend it to like 12 weeks. So if you take advantage of that now, you can pay a little bit every week, and you have 3 months to pay it off, and you don't have to worry about it, especially if you purchase it for your children. So keep that in mind. Nowadays, you should buy gift cards online and not from retail stores. There are gift card exchange websites that people aren't aware of, and they allow you to purchase gift cards at a fraction of the price. I mean, you can find the websites by just, you know, logging onto any search engine and typing in gift card sites. And people do even exchanges and swaps and things of that sort. So keep that in mind. So just to sum it up, start shopping now. Don't wait till the last minute. Buy items on sale, you know, or with coupons or using online offers. Budget, budget, budget. We talk about budgets all the time, and I'm going to continue to talk about budgets. Write a budget and stick to it. Just remember, it's not about how much you spend, but it's also about the love and thought behind the gift that you're actually giving to someone. And try to purchase practical items that can be used. Don't worry so much about the price tag, but make sure it's something that someone can actually use. I would rather get a nice pair of boot socks, Dee Dee, how about you?
Hey, me too.
As opposed to getting something that'll just sit on the shelf that I'll try to re-gift next year. So buy things that are actually practical. And then just think ahead to 2011.
I'm going to cut you off early.
After this Christmas season, sign up for Christmas Club savings accounts, either through your financial institution or your employer, and purchase throughout the year. Never wait till the last minute. And then the one big thing I just want to remind everyone, it's not about gifts. Just remember the real reason for the season is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So, you know, if you don't have the money to spend, especially during this time, the recession or what have you, it's not about money. It's about the actual meaning of Christmas, and that's Jesus Christ. So just keep that in mind. And that's all I have for you guys this evening.
Thank you, Toya. We love that financial report, girl. We are, I'm serious. We hear you on the radio. I know I do every time that we up here, 4 nights a week, Sunday from 7 to 9, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to 12. And I know I take those financial tips out when I'm in the store shopping, when I'm getting supplies for school, or when I'm getting stuff for my daughter. And you have some great tips. Thank you for bringing them, and please continue to keep bringing them. So, and I guess soon, in a little bit, we'll have CeeLo bringing us our world and entertainment news, and I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, ladies,
yes.
We just have a little good, just some girl talk, some girl talk. Once again, I just want to know, basically, how did y'all days go? It's Friday. Normally, we'd ought to be getting ready to go out, but I guess since we're not together, we're not. I just want to know, how did y'all days go today? Anything interesting happen? Anything you want to tell the people?
Let's see. Okay. Well, this is CeeLo coming from Charlotte. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I was the CEO of Creative Strikes Development. I was the representative for Avon, and I was the angel for the TM Hyman Radio Live show.
Oh, you are straight Jamaican up in here.
Medicated and disabled. So I'm going to tell you, this name, disabled lady, outdo y'all, okay? If you haven't done any, like, at least three things today, don't let the disabled lady outdo y'all. Say, I got to get special massages, take special medication and stuff. Hey, don't let the disabled lady outdo you.
Is that the advice? That's the word for the day. Don't let the disabled lady out. I know that person. Don't you hate to see a lazy? You know what? Let me tell you this. And I think we talked about this on the show about judging. Don't judge a book by its cover in regards to, so you see people and as far as helping them or whatever the case may be. I know I was out in Newport News. I'm sure, I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but Newport News, Virginia, and I was driving. And just so happened I was at a major intersection, and I saw these two young people. I mean, young people in the sense that they're younger than me. They had to be in their 20s, if not in their early 20s, maybe late 20s. And they had a sign up about asking for money or asking for food or asking for a job because they couldn't get it. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you're younger than me. I know you can work.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's a good word, CeeLo. That's some good advice. Don't let the disabled lady outdo you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy.
I have other people. Yeah, I will say this. I do have other people drive for me. There are other people cook for me, that clean for me. Mm-hmm. But So how about, you know what, I'm going to tell y'all this. This has been a very humbling experience. Reason being that what it lets me know is that the 6 to 8 people that do assist me, that's how much work I was doing by myself before this occurred. So this was a very experience for me to be able to accept help. I had to learn how to accept help. I had to swallow my pride, choke on it, throw it up, and everything. Yeah, humbling it.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Good evening, angels.
Good evening.
I'm Hyman Radio Live Show. Your Freestyle Friday. Not freestyle battle, but the ladies of the TM Hyman Radio Show are freestyling the show tonight. Charlie is off in the world handling business, making things happen, and best believe you'll see it before you hear about it.
And y'all are off the chain. Yo, I love what y'all are doing right now. I love what y'all are doing right now. Just keep it going.
Damn, there's
keep
my boy.
It going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Y'all know what y'all doing out here. That's what's good. Keep it going, though. Y'all not doing the battle tonight?
Because Charlie is out saving the world don't mean his angels can't hold it down for him.
Hey, y'all are holding
what?
It down.
This is a testament right here, sir.
No doubt. You're not doing the battle, though? You're not going to keep the show going and host the battle, too?
No, we're having a little technical difficulties that we don't have the access to be able to bring people in online to do that right now with the systems, with you not being.
Okay, so guess what? I'm gonna hold it down for you. Go ahead and continue the show without me. I'm okay. Gonna run the board and open up the lines and let's get it cracking. Go ahead. Yo, y'all are off the chain. I like this. Go ahead, ladies night.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. Does that mean?
Well, Charlie, yeah, that was Charlie checking in on his angels. I know you guys probably checked the website on Blog Talk Radio, / Mr. TM Hyman, for those of you that don't know the website. I know it said that we were going to talk about mental health today, but that's going to be postponed. That'll be our show for Sunday. Right now we're just going to Freestyle Friday, talking about any and everything that's on your mind. You guys, ladies, did you hear about the fact that Paris Hilton might avoid jail time? Although she was, yes, she might avoid jail time. Remember, when we were in Vegas, she was in Vegas and she was arrested on drug charges. You guys remember
yes.
that a few weeks ago? Well, the Associated Press is actually reporting that she might avoid jail time. Now, if she avoids jail time, I'm going to need for T.I. and Tiny to avoid jail time also. How about that?
Let my baby daddy go.
Now, I'm tired of certain people having certain privileges and others not. So if she gets set free, I'm going to need the other two to be let off the hook as well.
I'm signing a petition for that one.
Mm-hmm. So they said she agreed to plead guilty on Monday to 2 misdemeanors, and I guess as a result of her pleading guilty, then she will avoid jail time. We'll see. And the crazy thing is this isn't the first time that she's been arrested on drug charges. You know, charges, DUI, she's like – it's constant with her, but it seems like for those socialites that have money, come from wealth or what have you, they always seem to get out of it. I just think that's crazy.
You know what else is crazy is the fact that if California has a 3-strike rule, then how many people, she's only but so big. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people are you caught? Are you, like, going by each name that she has? You know what I'm saying? Like,
remember,
every name.
It's 3 felonies. Remember, the three strikes, right, they're felonies. And if she's pleading to misdemeanors, those 3 strikes, they don't count. She can have 15, 20, 30 strikes if they're not felonies.
No, I believe it's 3 misdemeanors equals a felony.
Right, that's what I was about to say. Well, then she can have 9 misdemeanors. It looks like she's she's okay for right now.
Funny that
she's got a couple more lives to live then, apparently.
You know what? Guess what, y'all? By this time, we can do what the hell we want to do because we're going to be in a position
to
not
do that.
No, CeeLo. No, because if you get arrested, we're not going to be able to back you if it was something crazy.
My bank account ain't that long, Cees.
Okay, so you guys, here's a new one from Dawn and Q. You heard it a couple of days ago. I believe Wednesday we premiered it. Raphael was on a few days ago. He dropped a new one for us. So Dawn and Q is called Free Fall. Y'all check it out.
I'm letting go.
Love that song. I love the fact that the two of them are working together haven't had a chance to meet Dawn, but Tia and Dee Dee both seem to love her. Seems like she's a very down-to-earth person. Can't wait to actually meet her. You guys heard it here first. Free Soul on Dawn and Q. You guys like that joint?
Yeah,
that sounds nice.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing what this whole... Are they going to do an entire compilation album, or is this just going to be like a single, do you know?
I don't know. I think we definitely need to get two of them on the show together. I think that would be a good look. We can get a little more info on what their plans are as far as music is concerned and personally, and maybe even get a little bit of information on what actually happened behind the scenes on Making the Band. I don't know if you two watched the show, but I watched Making the Band with both groups, Vanity Kane and Q's group, Say 26. So that would be interesting. Did I say something else? I didn't say 26.
I don't know. I hope you said day
26.
It sounded like it.
But
if you
did say day 21, did I say day 21? Because I didn't. I'm pulling one of TM's numbers right there. But back to this whole celebrity thing and, you know, like the special treatment the celebrities get. Like, I really think that's crazy. Like, I'm really stuck on that. I think it's really crazy that Paris Hilton actually is really going to get out of that situation. I think we need to have a show on that later down the line, the special treatment that celebrities and stars and athletes and what have you.
Even in the world of business, the rule of thumb is it's not what you know, it's who you
know.
And that goes on in the superstar life and the superstar world. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And they apparently know the right people and got the right money.
Well, damn it, I need to meet them.
I know, that's right. Girl, can I be your friend? Okay. Girl, I get that on my Facebook.
So, yeah, on the entertainment side, we'll have some news from CeeLo in a few minutes, but just to keep it going.
Well, Tony, what happened with your day? CeeLo told everybody to don't let the disabled lady outdo you. What you had going on today?
Work, and that's all. And, you know, craziness, you know, yeah, work. It's always work. But, you know how sometimes you're in a situation or around people and you just are thinking to yourself, why would they say or do that? You know, I'm at work. We're in a conference where, you know, it's always some type of meeting or what have you going on, a bunch of talk about nothing. Well, I was actually in a meeting with my team today and, you know, we're talking about work things, of course. And we have a new girl on the team, and she happens to say in the middle of, well, towards the meeting, we usually, you know, what's going on, anything you guys want to share. And she busts out and says, we're having a ski trip with Jaheim and Tank and such and such and such and such, if any of you guys would be interested in going. What are you talking about? Why would she say that in a meeting? I'm sure plenty of people at this table are not interested in going on a ski trip and seeing Jaheim. Tank, we are in a conference, in a meeting, talking about shower heads and plumbing equipment and how we're ramping up business. What does Jaheim or Tank have to do with any of that? I don't understand it. I don't understand people, what they're thinking about. Why would you mention that? Like, why do people say and do the things that they do and say when they're in certain situations? Like, really? Are you serious? You really going to do that?
Huh? Let me say this. Let me piggyback on that because what I think, I have a similar situation happened to me last night. I was in a business meeting, and you've heard Karen say me and say I have a couple businesses going on.
Mm-hmm.
Amway, I'm an independent owner for Amway. I endorse their products. I also own my own massage therapy business, Massages for Life. So, you know, I had a couple things going on. You know, I was sitting there, but I was talking to my mentor today, and he was giving me some helpful, you know, tips as far as going forward and being able to be duplicated, or people looking at me as an example. And he was, right. And some advice he had gave me was don't cross business, don't mix certain business with certain business. If we're meeting about Amway tonight, leave it all about Amway, leave the other business out. But what I explained to him, and I took the feedback because I am very receptive to feedback, but I wasn't even aware. It was like second nature for me to run my mouth and to talk about my other businesses. However, it wasn't something that was appropriate because if I'm sitting there speaking about Amway, I should have been more conscious and aware of that to only stay on that business because I want the person that we were signing up to be, to see that I'm duplicatable, to see that she's about her Amway business and I want to be just like her. I think some people just don't know that they're doing it. It's like second nature. They just, you know, they got so much going on. They just running their mouth, got, you know, loose lips. And they're just not, you know, they're just not aware that they're talking about, that she was talking about Jaheim and the ski trip. She just, you know, she got another business going on. She just trying
to. But here's the thing, Dee Dee. Like, I understand that. But it would make sense to me, too, if I had another business, that you kind of try to tie them all in together. I understand that. But it's not her business. Her sister is a hairdresser, and she's just promoting a ski trip. It's not her business. She's not making money from it. I don't even know if she's going. Why would you do that? You're at work in a meeting. It's not a promotion of yours. You are not. It's not your ski trip. You're not making money off of it. Your name's not on the flyer. And then not only does she mention it, she says to the manager, yeah, so I was just wondering if I could put some flyers up. No, you can't. Wait, what are you talking about? Like, seriously, we're talking about customer service, support, new businesses that we're getting, new accounts that are being opened.
Right.
I know it's the end of the meeting, and I know we usually say something about personalized, but a ski trip with Jaheim and Tank, that really has nothing to do with anything at all that we're talking about.
Her platform.
Oh,
and let me ask you, hold on. I can even say this, and I have been known to be tacky, okay? I mean, because I do shoot from the hip. I know I can be tacky sometimes, but that was not the platform. Even I know that. That was not the platform.
No, it was not.
Okay, people, everybody doesn't know how to, you know, proper work etiquette and how to conduct. I mean, sometimes you just don't know.
Can I ask this, Toya?
Yes.
Now, being that you recognize that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, was she considerably younger than you were?
No, she's not, but you know what? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. You guys tuning in, if you're just tuning in, welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 10:59 on the East Coast. We have it shut down, Delaware, Virginia, Florida, North Carolina, 10:59. It is 7:59 on the West Coast in Los Angeles. Here's Gongoli, her new song, Opulence, TM Hyman Radio Live.
You own everything. Abundance. Implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games in the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move on to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated, cause in all the calls I sweep my name. Me not to forget it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Pressing rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, 5-3. Travel renowned, soft spot, still in gypsy. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence, you own everything, and everything is yours. Yo, you can never get too much of a good thing. Gonga on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Big cash flow for others get deals that go wrong. I turned to cheat, able to live another day. Still I compete, this baby girl got a lot to say. I told you vote I'm on cause I get it all this way. This way the nonsense to see life another way. I can't continue to fight, this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, the pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. But again that local phrase, you just don't need to get it. I'm Lady Gonga, you're better off falling back and puzzling for the Gonga. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value trader. Hence for my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
Love was simple, everyone must share. yo, yo. My newest interest, intellect, and raw demeanor makes us flawless. Mama Cedar, sweeter than the margarita. She's so artsy like Rita, Rita Guerra. Couldn't be the natural, just like Alicia Keys. My soul and clean the teeth, but deep, deep in my heart. Sweep on the chart, she sparked the fire in my soul. We rock and roll when we're together, no one's high. She don't require all the material things that women got to have. So I admire all of the little things she pulls up out of bag. It all just adds more than the fact, the candy apple of my eye. Never taking love for granted, we'll be together till we die. I feel your light shine from the sky. You're over, makes a man adore you. Willing to do anything for you, say you just like I'm your lawyer. Check it, yo, yo. My sweet cherry blossom never rot and fresh to death. Every time we talk and text, our thoughts and feelings connect. I know our love will manifest as we progress through it all. Any season, summer or fall, we remain the same tall. I can't draw a better picture, more holy than any scripture. So I figured that she's the one, I never met a soul richer. Go get her from the start, nothing to tear us apart. I shine my light throughout the day, so she reflects in the dark. Respect the art that you portray, yes I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I said, respect the art that you portray, yes I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I love you, babe. My one and only, one and only, yeah.
I love you, girl.
I love you, girl.
Yeah.
I love you, girl. You on my world, yeah.
I love you, girl.
I love you, girl.
Yeah.
I love you, girl. You on my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. You on my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. Yeah. I love you, girl. You on my world.
You are tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. Remember, if you have any joints you want us to play, you can send that music in to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. As you hear TM say all the time, even if it's whack, we'll play it at least once so the listeners can weigh in on it. What's going on, ladies?
That's what I tell people when I, because I, you know, I get a lot of music from, you know, I have a lot of producer friends and, you know,
right,
people that dabble in music, you know. But they, you know, I tell them, look, even if you send me some garbage, I mean, it will get spent at least one time.
If we don't like it, yeah, if we don't like it, it doesn't mean the people that that are listening don't like it. So just send it in. You never know.
Right, I was like, if we get an unfavorable response, then no, we're not going to play it again.
Right. So back to what we were talking about. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was going to say, well, in your segment tonight, if you have any interesting music news to let us know about, since we was just speaking about bad music or playing music once, and it, only once if it was bad.
Well, I can tell you, Rick Ross is still in the top 10, damn it. I can tell you that Big Papa is still the number one ringtone that people use, and who knew? You know, the blow up my spot. Because, what was it? Huh, I forgot how it went. The Big Papa. Yeah, look, I can't even think right now.
Come on, CeeLo. Come on now. Get it together. Get yourself together.
But it was like, so you know, I have mad anxiety. But no, look, I do want to tell y'all this, though. How about this? T.I. Because remember, we were talking about the Paris Hilton deal, right? Well,
right.
He does have to see the judge.
Really?
Yeah, he got to see the judge, but look, because right now it's three possible violations against his probation, because he's on a three-year supervised probation, right? And that's from being convicted of, you know, attempting to purchase machine guns with silencers, and,
wow.
Which is like, I don't know, whatever. I guess everyone...
He was protecting his family.
Right. Right. That's what he says. And he may very well have felt the need to protect himself. I mean, he's a small man. I don't know how many people live in that house. And I don't know how many of those children could hold one of those guns. But whatever. I don't know. No judgment call here on that. But what I will say is that he has to see the same judge that cut off 9 years off his original prison sentence.
Wow.
So, yeah, that makes me think he might not be as lenient this time because that's making him look bad, huh?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Hello, T.I. got that dough.
Now, how, hey, here's another probation violation, though, because, you know, they found the ecstasy on him or whatever, right?
Right.
Him and his wife. Well, he failed the drug test. Huh?
You think? Great job.
You think? For marijuana and codeine. But that's with his probation officer. I know he didn't go see his probation officer as soon as he got out of the thing. Come on. I probably make phone calls, but, I mean, you know. I don't know anybody that stops by the probation officer's thing. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. And they don't have a date set for the hearing either.
Oh.
So, yeah. So we'll see about that.
Put posted, please.
And I will, because I love T.I. I love him as an artist, you know. I mean, even Rubber Band Man, like back to that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he was T.I.P. before they dropped the P. He was
But look, he dropped the P out of respect. Paying homage because of Q-Tip.
Right, he didn't want to take away from, right, because Q-Tip had the tip he didn't want to take away from the career he already established. And,
that's
what
he came out with afterwards. He didn't do, he dropped the P originally because when he first came out, everybody kept calling him T.I. and not saying T.I.P. or calling him Tip. Now, that was the excuse he used there in Atlanta, but he didn't originally drop his P. He came out as T.I.P., and everybody kept the radio show, the radio host and everything kept calling him T.I.
Well,
and he was saying the P.
But pay attention to this. Oh, Dede. The same time that T.I. came out, right after, around that time, Q-Tip was coming, making his comeback.
I mean, I understand what he said he did it for, but originally that wasn't the word on the first word on the street was that. I mean, he was T.I.P., but he's going by T.I. because that's what the radio, everything, everybody was calling him. Now he came out with he did it in homage of, in honor of, and I respect that. It's all good. T.I.P. said my baby daddy. However,
hold on, look, Diddy, I'm really gonna have to show y'all where I'm from. Right. Well. What I know is that he dropped it because him said that he wanted to pay homage to Q-Tip. So I don't know. We don't got to argue.
The ghetto world news? The ghetto entertainment news? What is that?
Okay, well, look. No. Okay, how about this? Detroit has been like my city this week of news. But they've been very active. But look, now... I was never a cheerleader.
Okay.
I never really got into that, but I did, you know, like, I had a friend that was. She's my best friend, Keisha. She's a cheerleader. Now, this story comes from Detroit, right? This child is 6 years old. She's on the, I think it was called the Wolverine, right? The smallest little thing, the youngest child on the team, thing. Remember, y'all remember the cheer, my back is aching, and, but we used to say our bra is too tight.
Mm-hmm. My booty shaking from the left to the right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that one.
Okay, so everyone knows that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Child's mother. Excuse me. It's not funny. This child's mother goes to the general manager of the team and says that she does not agree with those three verses. My back is aching, my skirt's too tight, my booty shaking from left to right. Now peep this though. The fact that she said she did not have a problem with the booty shaking from left to right part. She had a problem with my back is aching and my skirt is too tight. What? Hello? I mean, like, really, where are your perspectives? I mean, like, seriously, I mean, huh? I was in the material, and in fact, that was my mother, man. You know, the people ignored her. The general manager ignored her, the owner of the team, the whole deal, the school, everybody ignored her. So then she went to the media and ends up on TV telling people about this.
Yeah.
Her going in.
That's
the people.
That's a little crazy. I don't know how she's making the news, but that's crazy. We'll have some more news in a few minutes. Coming to you live right now is Dirty Money featuring Drake on TM Hyman Radio Live.
So hard to breathe, it said that we call love. ain't nothing worse than the hurt we would be from love. When you get hurt by the one.
Y'all this though.
the end of that story, the fact that they kept the song and kicked the little girl off the team.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know what's going on
now. I'd be mad at my mama for that.
That's definitely not the move. That is a mess. Definitely a mess. But you know what? Just on a more serious note, I don't know how much you guys follow politics or if you even started following politics. I know a lot of younger people started to follow politics more after Obama was elected into office. But has anyone been paying attention to, you know, we talked about the Tea Party a couple months ago on the Tea Party and how this big uprise, this uproar, they're, you know, backing a lot of people that are really, really conservative, going against what a lot of people are for. But they're getting a lot of people elected. Have you guys been paying attention to what was going on with the Republican primaries this past week?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I do know that the man that Donald chick won.
Christina,
she's a Republican.
Yeah. See, the crazy thing is Delaware, where I'm from, is a blue state. You know, Delaware is mostly a Democratic state. And the big thing that people will be running for would be to fill Biden's seat. A lot of people don't realize, a lot of people go out and they vote for the president, but I think people tend to forget there are three different levels of legislation out there as far as politics are concerned. And this one right now is really important because people, you know, are running for Senate seats and things of that sort. And, you know, these are the
right.
people that put laws into effect and things of that sort. So, you know, the Republicans, if you're a Republican and you didn't go out to vote for who's actually going to be running in the race, then, you know, you might be a little upset when you find out people like Christine O'Donnell actually made it in over someone like Mike Castle. You know, it may be a good thing for Democrats, but if you're a Republican, it definitely isn't a good thing because she's a newcomer.
Right.
And they don't really expect her to beat out someone that's been in, you know, office for so long and has such backing, especially in a blue state like this. So you guys might want to, you know, for the listeners that aren't involved in politics, you know, us being the age that we are, we really need to start looking a little more into it, learning more about it because, you know, this is our time, you know. These people are going to be people that are going to be in Supreme Court one day and things of that sort. So we really, really need to pay attention to what's going on. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? And the thing is that what I can understand is, you know, most of the time when a party's person, when a Republican wins, you know, they're usually more excited about it, but they seem really upset that Christine O'Donnell won. Like,
yeah, because it's more than likely she'll lose against the Democrat that'll be running. So we'll see. I just want to throw it out there and make people aware of the fact of what's going on. You know, we really need, you know, to start looking at politics and the government because it's really going to affect us. You know, you may not think about it right now, but like I said, these people are filling Senate seats. Later on down the line, they may be Supreme Court justices. So, you know, they're going to put laws into effect that are going to affect us probably 15, 20 years down the line. You might not think it's going to affect you now, but it definitely will in the long run. So, guys, think about that in the future. Always go out and vote. Always.
Yes. Joe, I think if and someone correct me if I misspeak, but Joe Biden's seat is still open, if I'm
right.
You know what I'm saying, if I'm correct.
That's what they're running for.
Deal
right
is,
now.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what the big deal is. They were hoping that because Mike Castle had such a backing or what have you, that he would win because he would most likely win against the Democrats that's running for the seat. But they, now since the Tea Party stepped in and Sarah Palin was backing Christine O'Donnell, things of that sort, you know, they pushed her into this, but she doesn't have the knowledge or the time and, you know, that other people have had. So we'll see what the outcome is. But it's not looking too good for the Republicans. It's looking pretty good for the Democrats, though. So, big up to that.
Amen, because I'm a Democrat all day and scared to say it.
Yeah, of course not.
Have you guys heard that Michael Jackson's mother is suing the production company that was putting together his tour?
Was it
$100 million for, like, a wrongful death-type suit or something like that?
She's claiming that she's suing the production company because they hired the doctor, when in fact the production company is saying they only hired the doctor. They took him out of his practice, and they only hired the doctor because Michael would not sign on to do the show without them getting that pain for that doctor.
Right, and that's really, really crazy. I just think that, you know, it seems like it's been such a short period of time that he passed away. And since Michael Jackson has passed away, we've heard more about the doctor than we have about him. You know, it's just really crazy.
Right.
It's always going back to the person that isn't the person we should be talking about. You know, if he's going to be punished, he'd be punished. But I think they really need to let Michael Jackson rest in peace. It's really crazy that, you know, people are going after money. It's not like the kids are hurting. I really think they need to let him rest in peace. But, okay, we'll see. It's 11:22 here in Delaware, 11:22 New York City. Coming up after this song, we'll be having our health and wellness segment live from BA. But for now, we have Donnell Jones, Love Like This. Can't wait for this TV.
Life, whatever you got going on. It's a little couple tips to help you spice it up.
the day after a steamy night with your partner, send a rose to him or her at work or at home with a note that says something along the lines of, last night was extraordinary or really special, I love you. Or maybe I like you, depending on, you know, where you are in the relationship. This is a must-do again after the first time you make love. Number two, hang a pair of your sexiest panties on his rearview mirror. Or if that's too risky, hang them outside on the doorknob just before he arrives home. Be waiting inside wearing whatever you like, but no panties. Number three, recreate your favorite movie love scene. And whatever that is, you just recreate it. Damn, if it's Pretty Lady, Pretty Woman, whatever it is, she's got to have it. Just recreate that special love scene and make it work for you. Number four, have a hands-free night, ladies.
Wow.
And around
no
your
hands.
Partner. Y'all got to get through the list. Hold on, y'all.
Excuse me.
And around your partner with your other body parts, your breasts, your hair, your nose, your mouth, your legs, your feet, etc., etc. Seduce him over the phone. It's nothing like a little phone sex. Okay, I'm sure we've all have done it or gave it or received it. Ask him what he's wearing. Then describe what you're wearing and how good it feels on your skin. Then ask him what he would want you to do if you were there. And after he tells you, tell him how you would act out his fantasy. Slowly, sensually, excuse me, and give lots of details. I'm stuttering because I'm getting all emotional. Eat it all up, sorry. Number six, keep him thinking about you. Check out an erotic book from the library and pick out a steamy chapter. When you get home, call him at work on his voicemail. Well, it doesn't matter if he's at work. Just call his voicemail. Technology today, you don't even have to call the phone. You can go right to his voicemail. And you want to slowly read a paragraph from your chapter, stopping at every interesting place. Tell him you'll call back with the rest of the story in an hour. You do this every hour on the hour. And on the last hour, tell him you can't wait for him to get home. He will leave his meeting ASAP. To find out how that book ends or how that chapter ends. Trust and believe.
Uh-oh.
Number seven, put on your sexiest lingerie. Some women like corsets and stockings. They're easy to come off, depending on how easy it was for you to get in the corset. Toya, we're not going there. Anyway, then you slip on a loose dress and some high heels so that you look presentable in the public. Take an overcoat with you if you're going to his office. Or you might not be going to his office, depending on where he works, because you're going to show up there unannounced. So when you get to wherever he's located, you're going to go into the bathroom, remove your dress, and put on your overcoat. And then you tell him that you need to speak with him in private. When you get into his office or wherever you get him, you shut the door and remove your overcoat. Give him a few minutes to get over the shock of the view, and then tell him this will be waiting at home for you. And then you walk out. Mm-hmm. Number eight. That's something serious right there. Number eight, set your alarm a half hour early tomorrow morning and spend that extra time fooling around. Now, I think a lot of us like, you know, definitely indulge in that, especially men. That's something that they love to do first thing in the morning is wake you up. However, men, if you know your ladies, and if you know that waking her up in the morning makes her attitudinal, you may not want to try that. Number nine, wake. This is more for a man. I'm gonna say, ladies, you might want to do this to your man because again, I know I don't want my man waking me up in the middle of the night. Definitely not. So, ladies, try this. If you're already up, say you just got finished putting kids to bed and you cleaned up the house and he's already went to sleep, wake him up in the middle of the night with some kisses and whisper, "I want to make love to you." Trust and believe, he's going to wake up real quick. Men don't have a problem waking up for that. And number 10, and this is for all you guys who look at football, since it's football season, or even in basketball, because you know how men just get glued to the TV when their favorite sport is on. Leave a note for your lover on the TV or the remote control that says, "Turn me on instead."
That's what?
10 sexy ideas, men and women, that you can help, you know, spice up your little love life or spice up your cut buddy life or whatever you got going on in your life. That's some helpful things to help, you know, get it popping.
Thank you. What? Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Willingham. That was hot to death. Now, listen, I know you guys remember last Friday we talked about creating wealth, and we stressed the point of going into business for yourself, not being scared to take that step, to step out and, you know, actually get things popping for yourself. We actually have a call on the line. She's a new business owner. She has a new barbecue spot opening October 11th. Her name is Dawn Campbell. She'll actually be joining us after Drew Hill. It's a throwback beauty. And we'll be talking to her in just a few minutes.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Thank you.
throwback for you this evening here on TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your girl Toya holding it down with the other two angels, Dee and CeeLo. We have a special guest online, as I mentioned before we went to the song. Her name is Dawn Campbell. She's a business owner. She's opening a new business, and I'd like to welcome her to the show. Dawn.
Welcome.
Hey, Dawn. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the show. Wish you could have joined us last Friday. We were talking about building wealth for yourself and becoming a business owner, but I'm glad to have you this week.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your business. It's called Campbell's Barbecue, correct?
Correct. It's a barbecue restaurant that my father started. He started it, I want to say, about 10, 12 years ago. He had 5 locations here in Tampa, so I'm reopening it.
Okay, cool. Now, what made you want to reopen it, other than the fact that it's a family business? What influenced you to say, hey, I want to carry on, you know, the name, or I just want to go into business for myself, and since I have this opportunity, what kind of pushed you to actually reopen the business?
Well, what pushed me to reopen the business was me being a black woman. I've worked in many corporate settings, and as you know, when you're working in a corporate setting, you're making the corporation rich and not yourself. So I'm sitting here behind a desk giving 110% for someone that doesn't even know my name. So I decided to step out of that setting and go ahead on and reopen a business that my father built. He built it for his kids. And so I just decided to go ahead on and take that chance and reopen it.
And it worked.
Because it's a business built on grace, Christ Jesus, so you definitely can't go wrong with that.
I know that's right.
And the fact that it, you know, you're carrying it on, and then hopefully, you know, if you have children or, you know, nieces or nephews, maybe that they can carry it on until it becomes a generational business, because that's what we lack. And that's what we've been lacking for a long time. But the whole thing is that we're getting it together and we're doing it. We're in progress. So it's not like it's not happening at all. I mean, you're a testament to that, you know.
Definitely. I do have children, and I do have an older son. He is choosing to go into business for himself. He's 21, and he is taking a barber class because he wants to open up his own barber shop. So it is definitely a true testament to show your kids that it can be done. And one thing that I strive in my household, I don't understand when someone comes to me and say it can't be done. There's always a way for something to be done if you truly want to do it.
Yeah, that's good. I agree. I really commend you, Dawn. I am big on the reason why I left the accounting field and started my own business because it was very imperative to me to be able to leave a legacy and an inheritance to my daughter. And I really commend you the fact that you decided to reopen the business because your dad actually built it for you guys, and then you're just showing your kids that you can either work a 9-to-5 or you can go out here and be your own boss and help people, employ people, and you are setting a wonderful example.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of you, very much so.
Now, do you have any other businesses that you'll be opening or that you're already involved in?
Well, I am involved in property management. I was doing that for a couple of years, but as you know, when real estate fell and the housing market went upside down, it kind of began to be a struggle. So basically, I decided to step back from that, reevaluate my situation, and then go ahead on and reopen my dad's restaurants. So, but I've been doing property management for two and a half years now, and I'm still going to stay in it and do it a little bit. It'll just be a part-time job.
Well, that's good. I was just going to say, you know, for those that are just tuning in, we have a special guest online, Dawn Campbell. She's opening a new business, actually a family business. She's reopening it. It's called Campbell's Barbecue. Can you tell us where you're located, what your hours are going to be, Dawn?
I'll be located out at 1536 West Brandon Boulevard. It's near the Chuck E. Cheese and in the big Kmart shopping plaza. My hours will be Sunday from noon to 6, Monday through Thursdays from 11 to 9, Fridays and Saturdays from 11 to 10.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
I apologize. I just want to let you know we are worldwide, so you will have to state what city and state.
Oh, I'm in Brandon, Florida, which is right outside of Tampa, Florida, actually. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not a problem. Now, we all know the name is Campbell's Barbecue, so we assume that it will be just barbecue food. But do you want to tell us a little bit about your menu and what type of food you'll be offering for those people that are interested in stopping by?
Definitely. It will have the main courses will include barbecue. All our meats will be barbecued, which would be beef, pork, chicken, and sausage. I will also have side orders, which is baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, okra, and french fries. I'll have a different dessert every day. We carry a children's menu, and we also will be carrying a salad bar for those who, like us women, like to watch our weight. We also will have, for the sports lovers, we'll also have big screen projection TVs in there. So for those fans that love to watch the Bucks or the Green Bay Packers or whatever football team that you love to watch, you're welcome to come in and sit down and watch your games on Sundays.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to ask. Now, what if we at the T.M. Hyman radio show, right, if, to your location, would you sponsor a meet and greet for the T.M. Hyman radio show in your at your location?
Definitely, that would not be a problem. Definitely.
Yeah, well, we definitely have to look into that. You know, TM himself, he is actually based in Florida. So we'll definitely have to him hook up with you, come in, taste the food. We know you're not opening until next month. Is that correct? It's October 11th?
Correct. And actually, that is 3 weeks from now, yes.
Oh, 3 weeks. You don't have much to go. I hope you got everything
no.
in order already.
I got everything just about in order.
Okay, well, good luck to that. Thank you so much for calling in. We have a new friend to
Hold
the
on.
Show.
I got one more question.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to know, since now I've become like a fan of the Hoodie Awards, are we going to see you in the barbecue category next year at the Steve Harvey Hoodie Awards?
What?
Yes.
Yes, we will be sure to nominate you. First, we have to have TM visit. Taste the food. We'll all come down and taste the food. We'll definitely nominate you. And after TM visits, we'll definitely have you back on the show a few weeks after you open so you can tell us what's going on and update all the listeners. And thank
I
you
definitely
so much
appreciate it. Thank you. Y'all have a nice evening.
Thank
you
too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And much success and God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So we're going to cut to a song. We have Hey Girl by TMG. And then we'll carry on the conversation thereafter. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. tuned in to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. That was Hey Girl by TMG. So, ladies, we have about 9 minutes. Yeah, we have about 9 minutes left on the show. Thank you guys for holding it down with me. We missed TM, but he'll be back Sunday.
Yay. It's okay. I think we did good. The Angels, we might need to have more Angels show without Charlie.
Exactly. Listen in action. Maybe we have either Wednesday or Friday night, you ladies.
Yeah, now we need to work on that.
Now, how do you have T.M. Hyman Radio Live and T.M. not be involved in it?
It's all
I don't know how
it's
that's going to work.
Somebody need to change it to T.M. and the Angels Radio Live.
Okay, exactly.
I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you to Dawn Campbell for tuning in and for calling in and joining in on the conversation. Best of luck to her with her restaurant. I'm sure Terrence will be in to visit, and hopefully we'll be able to make it down to visit soon. She'll check in with us in a few weeks.
Definitely.
So we'll see how that plays out.
I'm going to lift her up and make sure that her dream, that everything with that business goes very well. So if you are a praying person, keep her in your prayers.
Yes. Hey.
Definitely. Yes.
I want to talk about something right quick. Did y'all see the thing about this Father James Jones in Florida who got on the bus? His name is James Jones in Florida. He gets on the bus.
Is just having, they have everybody, all the crazy, what's going on? They have all the issues down in Florida.
You know, but look, how is this? The father gets on the bus and cusses all the kids on the bus out and the bus driver for picking on his daughter, his 11-year-old daughter. He gets on the bus and told her to point him out. And then she walked, pointed him out, and he cussed the kid out and told everybody on the bus, anything happened to my daughter, I'm going to F y'all up. Then walked up to the bus driver and was like, anything happened to my daughter, I'm going to F you up and everybody on this MFing bus. Yo. I'm telling, like, but the thing is this, the girl was 11 years old and she has cystic fibrosis. And they've been picking with her since the first day of school on the bus. And so my thing is that I felt the father was justified because, I mean, first of all, the bus driver, like, the school official, somebody has to, I mean, the bus driver had to say something to some. I know he heard something. You know what I mean? They have the video cameras on the buses.
But you still have to, when you become a parent, see, I feel you. I do feel you because I know I told Daisha, she came home and told me the little girl was messing with her. I said, you tell the little girl she want to kick somebody. If she kick you again, I'm going to kick her. But at the same time, to go and tell that child that, as a parent, you have to remember that even though you may not want to be a role model, you still are. And you a parent, and it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate for him to cuss those kids out. It's inappropriate for him to do all that in front of his child. That's not setting a good example. Don't get me wrong. I ain't say I wouldn't have did this. I wouldn't have maybe talked to the kids and that, you know, or the parents. But, I mean, I wouldn't have did it in front of the kid on the bus. I think the way he went about the business was wrong. I think maybe he should have maybe went to the teacher, went to the school, or talked to their parents, not cuss the kids out on the bus and then threaten the bus driver. I'm just saying, it's not, you know, just it's not, don't make a good look. You're looking a little crazy. Florida is off the chain.
It is. I mean, what was it, last week that we talked about the guy who got shot and killed over a road rage incident? So I don't know what's going on in TM state, but he needs to get... Yeah, like, I don't know what's going on in Florida, but Charlie, TM, you people need to work it out, and you need to bring them back up north to VA.
It's not... No. I mean, I think, you know, it happens in different cities, but it just, what's crazy is the fact that I'm quite sure, because the child does have a disability, or she's suffering with, you know, cystic fibrosis, I'm quite sure, you know, it was tormenting to her to be picked on. Because the father, even after he was released, was like, no one is going to disrespect my daughter and put their hands on her and touch her and, you know, and make her feel a certain type of way. And the thing is,
right,
it was mixed views from the parents. Some parents backed the father and said that's what the kids got because they shouldn't have been picking with the girl. The only person that really was vocal about it was the child who was the bullier. Was the bully, excuse me. She was the child's mother, the boy's mother was upset. So, I don't know.
I mean, like I said, I think I think, like I said, I tell Deja when she came home and said, "Mommy, the little girl kicked me," I said, "You tell the little girl she kick you again, I'm going to kick her." But at the same time, I wouldn't have went to Deja's class and told the little, got in the little girl's face and cussed her, "You kicked my baby." I would have been like, told the teacher, "I need to speak to this child's parent because we got an issue." I would have spoke to her parent. And then if her parent didn't handle their business, then I might have to take it a step further and be like, "Okay, well, since your mama not going to discipline you, I'm going to discipline you." But at the same time, it's order. It's all about order, you know. And again, I don't think he was wrong with it, you know, but I think he was wrong in the way he went about it. I don't think he was wrong for protecting and defending his child, but just the way he went about it, you know what I mean?
Right. And yeah, it is a way to handle it. It's just like, you know, apparently though, for the child to have, you know, still have been dealing with it, and the father hadn't got a phone call, anything from the school though. That's what I'm saying. Like the bus driver had to have heard something, and again, they have videos. I mean, they record on the bus. Constantly.
Who did the child go to? Who did his child go to about the issue, about the matter, about them being, about her being picked on? Who did she go to?
It did not state anything about her, you know, previously telling anyone anything.
Okay.
The father just, you know, pretty much just went on the bus with the child and said, "Point him out." And then once the child pointed the other child out, he went to cussing the child out and then cussed the whole bus out, cussed the bus driver out, and then got off the bus. And then there's the police.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. Hopefully the father and other parents will learn from the situation and figure out a better way to handle those types of situations. Crazy. Always crazy news coming out of Florida, as we can see. But, you know, ladies, we only have a few minutes left in the show. We've had fun this evening. We missed Tia, but we did have fun ladies' night. We missed our freestyle battle, but I'm sure we'll be able to pick that up again next Friday. I'm so sorry that we weren't able to bring that to you guys live tonight, but we'll pick it up again next week. And the topic for this evening, mental illness and mental health, will be pushed to Sunday, I believe. So we'll talk about that a little more serious note this coming Sunday. Last couple minutes, Dede, CeeLo, any encouraging words or anything you want to throw out there for the listeners?
Yes, don't let the disabled lady outdo you.
Yeah, that's all you need. Don't you say no more, CeeLo.
I have to say no more.
I just want to say, ladies, since tonight was 10 sexy ideas, get your tool bag together. If you're wondering why it's not going the way you want it to go, reevaluate what's in your tool bag. Maybe you need to put your back into it. Maybe you need to pull out some extra tricks. Maybe it's not your man and it's you. But all I'm saying is get your tool bags together, ladies.
I know that's right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Ladies, thanks again for holding it down with me. We're going to go to this last song, "God, Thank You," because, you know, we give him all the glory and praise here on TM Hyman Radio Live. And we look forward to tuning in with us this coming Sunday, 7 o'clock, 7 to 9, with TM and his three angels, DD, Toya, CeeLo. Thanks, you guys. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow, that's why I got my bottle. I fear my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means, so they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems, but you're king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my problems. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed.
about these hard times, cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him, so I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say, there ain't nobody